Letting the ride take you. That's what we're talking about here.
1023 XLC, Wes and Leah. I hate when you try to talk in Yodanese.
Let the ride take you, Wes. John McGuire, Visit Lake County. Welcome back.
Good morning.
We're talking road trips, but can I just say something? I had to take a road trip to Springfield a couple weeks back, and it was just, I drove down there. My husband and I had to drive separate because of our schedules. So I went down there with just the two littles. I was like, this is the worst dang thing I've ever done. Road trips are so terrible with little kids. It's just awful. But we're talking road trips right here in our own backyard. So you don't have to go. We're not going down to Springfield. We're talking about enjoying things this summer that we weren't able to enjoy last year, like shows. And we'll have tickets to a show of your choice. And I'll tell you more about that coming up. But John, kick it off. What's back this year that we didn't have last
year? Here's the thing. Not everyone's comfortable getting on a plane yet.
Mm-hmm. So not everyone could afford getting on a plane.
Exactly. So road trips, long weekends, things in your own backyard are going to be the theme for tourism and just driving the economy this summer. So, yes, most things are getting back to full capacity. So we're trying to drive people, number one, to their own communities. Mm-hmm. Everyone's having their 4th of July celebrations.
Right on.
You can go visit the relatives. We're pushing hotels, long weekends. A lot of the hotels have a pool package or a golf package or things you can do locally. And the summer concerts are back, farmers markets, carnivals. So, yeah.
I missed the farmers markets. Missed those last year.
We're pushing that. And if you go to our website, visitlecounty.org, we've got special offers and calendar of events for all these things going on that we're going to talk about. So that's what we're pushing.
It really.
When are you going to farmers markets?
What? I go to the farmers market down by my therapist in Grays Lake. What? Okay. Why are you?
Again, this is like when you were religiously going to church.
I do go to church. What is wrong with you?
Why she throws these things out here?
Why can't I go to a farmers market?
I know they're not true because you pride yourself on being an Aldi shopper, and the
I produce
do. Is great. And
I
Aldi, so
I
why
never
you go
said
to a farmer's
I
market?
Never said I buy produce at the farmers market. They have other things there.
Doubt it, John.
They have other things there.
I don't trust
oh my
the word
gosh.
Coming out of her mouth. Okay. She's building a house of lies right before our very
thanks
eyes.
For reminding me. I have to add church to this list.
There we go. Yes.
Too,
yes.
So.
Your guys' website, though, it truly is a good place to go for families that are looking for things to do in the summer because it's mapped out really nicely. The calendar just right there listed. You could plan your whole summer around, you know, the baseball games and whatever else you have going on.
You can search by town. You can search by date and so on. So it's really efficient. The other theme that we carry through is all year long, we're promoting our restaurants and our Libation Trail partners, of course. They're back as well. So we're just trying to tell people, get out there, support them. It's different. You do have to make reservations because you can't get into a lot of places with their limited staffing. Have some patience. They're still getting back into the swing of things. Yep, well, they've had a rough year.
And I agree with all that, but contrary, go to the other side of that. The people that work in those places, they need to thank people for supporting local, too. Mm-hmm. It happened this past weekend to me. I was in California, so it wasn't here. But somebody said it at a table, and I was like, now that makes me want to do more and tip more. When they were like, hey, we just want to thank you for coming and supporting local.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, we preach it, and then you hear a lot. We're just so overwhelmed, we're so busy, but never, hey, thank you for taking care of us, too.
Right.
You know?
Right. Right.
Yeah,
and you know the good players.
Right.
You can tell when you're a place that cares.
Yep.
100%.
That makes a big deal. So beyond that, in your own backyard, this weekend we got a bunch of things happening outdoors and indoors. Over in Grays Lake, they're doing their arts festival and wine walk on the 19th. Waukegan does their art walk every month.
I saw that the art walk was back.
Yes, they're back this weekend. And if you haven't done it, you can walk, a mile up and down the road. They're even doing stuff by the waterfront now, too. So you can check out a lot of galleries and music and all the activities they have there. The Improv Playhouse in Libertyville has comedy on Saturday nights.
Cool.
It's really small, intimate. You get to know somebody and see them before they hit it big. And it's a real nice training ground for local people, too. And then over at pretty much every brewery and winery and distillery is doing entertainment.
Yeah, but not everybody has Lil Ed.
Lil Ed from Chicago.
I love me some Lil Ed.
What does Lil Ed do?
Blues.
He plays the blues.
Gotcha, okay.
You can see my buddy guy's Legends a lot, and he's been around for years, and just a really energetic, fun act. They're at Buffalo Creek Brewing this weekend. So that's on the cultural side. And then yesterday, Ravinia festival tickets went on sale.
Okay.
So starting July 1st, they've got a full schedule for the rest of the year. Not all the huger acts. There are some names
CSO,
thought, Willie Nelson's coming.
I thought there was quite
some good ones.
Quite the lineup there. And Genesee Theater, too.
Genesee Theater starting to get back into action for now, and their summer will fill out, the schedule will fill out for the summer and the rest of the year. And then also over in Waukegan this weekend, now that it's going to be a federal holiday, Juneteenth is something that everyone wants to learn about. And they're sponsoring a bus experience tour in Waukegan where you get on a bus, they go hit a bunch of historical sites that have relevance to Black history and talk about it a little bit. So I'm sure we'll hear more about that in the future.
Again, Juneteenth is celebrated annually on June 19th and already recognized as a holiday in 45 states. So because this is something we were talking about the other day, there are not a lot of people that have been culturally they haven't been taught about Juneteenth.
Right.
So, John, we're going to continue talking to you about things that are going on right here in our backyard, and a big one that you brought in tickets for. Four tickets. Nice four pack. Show of your choice. We'll give those away. Talk to John more next on 102.3 XLC. Road trips and everything you could do right here in our own backyard. 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah and John McGuire from Visit Lake County. Continuing talking to him and going to be giving away four tickets to a show of your choice at the Temple Lipizzans, which if you've never been before, it's definitely something that you're going to want to experience.
I drive by it every day now.
You do, now that Stern School is closed.
Yeah, now that they block off all these roads, I learn more about Lake County. That's what they got to do if they really want to force. Yeah, they want to force me to learn about the county. They got to take out bridges and stuff.
Well, there you go. Yeah. I really hope that bridge gets done soon, though.
Oh, tell me about
That's
it.
That's the quick way to work, man. But speaking of Lake County and things to do around here, something that you mentioned that I didn't even know was a thing, Long Grove Strawberry Fest.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of construction, downtown Long Grove has been under construction for like 3 years now, and they're finally done. And then COVID hits, and people haven't been out there.
And then they can't
This is their first full-blown festival in a long time. But they've been well-known for chocolate, strawberry, and apple festival for years. So Strawberry Festival is back this weekend.
This weekend or next weekend?
25th, 26th, 27th.
Okay, right. So next weekend, their first festival?
Festival.
Festival. That's a festival in a vestibule, you know? No, they don't have any vestibules down there, but completely renovated Long Grove. Don't stare at me like that. I can mess up words every once in a while.
But I think you mess it up the second time, too. Are you thinking it's vestibule? you try to correct yourself and still screwed it up.
That's what's at the airport, right? No airports in Long Grove that I know of.
Just stop.
Next.
All right.
Moving along.
There's an attraction in Lake County, Volo Antique Auto Museum. It's been for years. They got really cool old-time cars that you can buy and sell and trade. Then they got into the business of doing movie cars. You can go see the Batmobile and Scooby-Doo bus and vintage autos from all over. But they've expanded so much. Now they've added another attraction, a Jurassic Garden. They've got an indoor venue where you can see animatronic dinosaurs.
That's a huge thing right now.
Moving and making noise and everything. And over this next summer, they're also developing an outdoor drive where you can go through the woods and there'll be dinosaurs and animals and all kinds of attractions on the property.
It's super educational, too. Like, even if your kids aren't into dinosaurs, it's really cool. The couple that have been around here in the area were huge. So, Volo Auto Museum, I just want to go back real quick, because even if your kids aren't, like, into cars, if you're, like, any kid would find something that they loved at Volo. I mean,
they've got this restored carousel.
Yeah.
They've got music machines.
They've got so much
vintage tractors and snowmobiles and
it really is
anything that moves.
I'm shocked people don't talk about it more. Really,
right. So that's it's been there for a long time, but it continues to evolve and it's huge now.
I do. Before we get on to something that's going on at Blarney Island, which is always a great time, we will be out there this Friday and every Friday at Blarney Island. I just want to add that from 7 until 9. Seven to 9, John. I won't be there. I was there last week. I was there last Friday, and they have $5 boat rides on Fridays, so it's really nice. But then this weekend
is the Key West Fest.
Yes.
This is their attempt to replicate Key West's festivities. And
they do a good job.
Let me tell you about one of the weirdest places you can go in America, Key West.
Mm.
So duplicating the party, it's going to be a good time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they sure do. Yeah. And maybe
weird
not
way,
for the adults.
For the adults.
Well, that's what, fun, good way.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Not so family friendly. However, every Thursday, super family friendly is the boat races. Mm-hmm. So they have
that's
that
huge.
Too.
And the Channel Lakes, again, it's right in our own backyard. There's so much to do up there. Fox Lake is doing their Bloody Mary Festival again this year. Although instead of one day, they're spreading it out over a month and make it more of a challenge and a trail. But every weekend, there's so many waterfront restaurants and places you can go to beaches and enjoy the whole Fox Waterway area there. So then also starting up next Tuesday, Independence Grove is back up and running, and they're doing their Tuesday concerts. They do them every Tuesday in June, July, into August. And this week, next Tuesday, they start with the Hurricane Band, a reggae band. They've been around for a long time. They're a lot of fun. And then the new feature in Pensacola Grove is the Craft Beer Garden, which replaces the beach that they had on the property.
Okay.
They've taken that fenced-in area and the beach house and turned it into a bar.
Nice.
So
nice.
Now they've got tap beer, and they're featuring predominantly a lot of our Libation Trail products.
Yeah, I see Zoom Beer on there, Black Long, Buffalo Creek.
Yeah, Mickey Finn's, Tighthead, Ravinia, Light the Lamp. And this was kind of intentional because, again, we want to support each other's local businesses, expose them there. The beer garden's open Tuesday nights for concerts and then Saturdays and Sundays just to see how it's going. But early reports are this with this great weather. It's been doing gangbusters.
Yeah,
businesses.
I was just going to say they shouldn't.
You can sit on the beach and wander around. You can even wander around the park with your beer. So it's a real nice added.
Now we're talking.
Yes.
Like you have a problem wandering anywhere with a beer. She wanders you Target with one. Are you kidding me?
Let's go for a jog.
Yeah. Right?
You know what? Never mind. I was just going to go down a rabbit hole of something I suggested at a baseball game last night. But I'll save it for another time.
Okay.
I will save it for another time. Another thing that's right here in our own backyard that Wes didn't know about again until Stern School was shut down, the Temple Lipizzans.
Yes. This has been kind of an institution in Lake County for many years. The Temple Lipizzans are a strain of horses that have been bred and trained to dance, basically. They jump, they walk in formation,
mm-hmm.
they do all these elaborate moves, and they're groomed from the time they're born to do this. And it dates back to the 1600s in Austria. And then the Temple Smith family, who owns the farm up here, the steel company, they brought them out and started this farm to show them off. So now they have performances, and they're very kind of militaristic in style. They're set to music, and it's really amazing.
It's beautiful.
I mean, these huge animals can move in ways you never thought you'd see.
In ways
them
that I can't move.
No,
so. None of us. We've seen your dance.
None of us.
I'll choose the horse all day.
But people travel from all over the world to
come.
These. And
yes,
it's right
it's
here.
It's a big thing.
So they're doing shows on Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and then the show includes the music and a narration, and then at the end you can walk through the stables and pet the animals and get to see them up close, and it's really an educational and fun experience for anyone. So
cool. And you provided $140 worth of vouchers.
Yes,
for some
tickets for four.
Yep.
Someone can choose which performance they want to go. They just call in and make the arrangements, but it's
not
it's,
call in to us and
not
make the
to
arrangements.
You. We'll send you a certificate and give you a number.
Leah's newest job. Thanks for
I wouldn't be shocked.
They
wouldn't be
use
shocked.
The help.
847-336-1023 if you want that four pack of tickets to a show of your choice at Temple Farms, the Temple Lipizzans. John, again, thank you so much for coming in. I didn't even say a caller number. I should probably do that. Caller number, John.
Number eight.
Caller number eight. John, again, thank you so much for coming in, letting us know everything going on right here in Lake County, those road trips that you could take in your own backyard.
Visit lakecounty.org.
Get more details at visitlakecounty.org. I was gonna going to say that.
Lead you down the path.